Love that. Now, only three nations, the US, China, the Soviet Union, have ever touched down on Earth's satellite, and none have successfully made it to the dark side. But later today, it's very exciting. India is aiming to become the first one to do just that. Editor of Astronomy Ireland, David Moore, joins us now to speak about the world's latest attempt to land on the moon. David, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you? You all excited? Sleep last night. How are you feeling?
Very few hours sleep, yeah. But not just because of India landing on the moon. We have a little star pretending to be an extra moon of Jupiter. We're going to be setting up telescopes September 9th, if anyone wants to check our website, to show people Jupiter. But today, yeah, it's all about India.
It's all about India.
It's the fourth country ever to land on the moon. The moon is where it's all happening.
Apparently so. They're attempting to land on the lunar south pole.
Yes, and in fact, it was 2008 they landed the first Chandrayaan spacecraft there, and it discovered water in 2009. Now, we had pretty much guessed water would be there, and this was a big breakthrough for the Indian Space Agency that you don't hear much about, and it sort of put them on the map. They did try before to land on the surface, weren't successful in 2019, but fingers crossed everything goes well for them today. About 1:30 Irish time this afternoon is when we're expecting the landing. So they haven't done it yet, but let's wish them the best of luck.
Yeah, absolutely. Why is the aim to land on the south pole of the moon?
The moon's a fantastic sight in a telescope covered in craters.
Yeah.
And the moon, it's tilted so that the north and south poles, they have very deep craters. The sun will never get into them. It's a bit like the land of the midnight sun, only it's permanent all year round. So we think that water could have accumulated in there. Maybe it was left over from when the moon was formed. Maybe it's comets of a billion of years that have impacted the moon, and any of them that fell into those craters, the water's been able to stay there, frozen solid, minus over 200 Celsius. Millions, if not millions of years. And it would be a huge resource for humans going back to the moon, because we don't have to bring any water for it. Add a few solar panels, electrolyze the water, and you've got hydrogen and oxygen, rocket fuel. So you can use it as a staging post to go to the rest of the solar system as well.
Bada boom, bada bing. Easy as that. Now, India isn't... So they're going to do this, but it's not the first nation to attempt this in the past few days, even. What happened with Russia's attempt over the weekend?
Well, the Russians, of course, were narrowed to the moon by the Americans. Only they had a terrible catastrophe with their giant rocket a few months before Neil Armstrong, the famous Irishman, and Buzz Aldrin landed on the moon. The Russians would have been first on the moon. But they have sent unmanned craft there. They even had craft that landed, picked up rocks, and brought them back. So everything except sending the people there. But last weekend, they attempted a landing of Luna 25, and it failed as it was getting ready to prepare for the landing. So no luck for the Russians. And the Chinese have had a few problems as well. So the moon is on our doorstep, astronomically speaking, but it's still a major technological challenge, even in the 21st century.
What's the goal if they do land today? What is the goal?
Yeah, to put it in context, we're just writing there recently about the crew of Artemis 2, which is the American international mission that's going to go back to the moon. And there haven't been people walking on the moon since December 1972. So much for progress. And that's hoped to be fixed. We had a successful launch of Artemis 1, which threw the rocket up, proved it could go around the moon with no people on board. Artemis 2, probably launch the end of next year, the year after, will actually have people on board, and it'll go around the moon as well, testing the system's work for humans. And then the third one, in just 2 or 3 years' time, we'll actually see people go to the moon and then land. And they want this water on the South Pole. So that's why it's all so important as to why the Russians, the Chinese, the Indians, now the most populous country on the planet, want to use the moon as a staging post, find that water, set up bases, establish permanent manned presence on the moon, and hopefully one day go to Mars.
Do you think in the near future we will see private companies attempting to land on the moon?
Well, Well, you know, Astronomy Island magazine, we follow especially all the Irish stories, and one may have slipped through your fingers a few days ago when Sir Richard Branson, he has a space company, every billionaire seems to have one, called Virgin Galactic, and he's taken money off several hundred people, $250,000 each, to land people, to fly people up into space, to become space tourists. He reckons it's a multi-billion-dollar industry. That's just Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk and other people as well. And this idea of getting people back into space, that's the future. You know, it's been a long time that it's been the purview of governments, but now private individuals and companies can do it. And one of the people, we actually know five of the hundreds of customers Virgin Galactic have, who are Irish, including Bill Cullen. You may remember him from The Apprentice, mm-hmm. and Renault Ireland. I think he's still selling cars these days. But he told me he was on a charity walk through the Channel Tunnel with Richard Branson, told him about Virgin Galactic, and wrote him the check for the $250,000 on the spot. So he reckons he's one of the first. And they just launched their first tourists this month. And so now we expect they'll start clearing that backlog of several hundred people. So it might even before the end of this year, you hear of the first Irish person in space, and it may just be a car dealer.
Oh my, wow, good on them. Well, you talked about progress. We haven't made much, you know, in 1972, last time we had somebody walking on the moon, apparently, no. And so why haven't we been able to do it again with all our technology?
Well, the reason was really the Cold War and the fact that this was a race in space, probably the best way of doing it rather than threatening to nuke each other, outperform each other with your technology to get to the moon. The Americans committed something like 5% of their federal budget. They'd never do that again, just to beat the Russians. And they nearly lost. I mean, they'd lost the first satellite in space, Sputnik. They'd lost the first man in space, Yuri Gagarin. They lost for the first woman in space, Valentina Tereshkova. Mm-hmm. And they lost for the first space walk. And the last thing was to get to the moon, like John F. Kennedy said before he was assassinated. And they did that. Before the decade is out, as he said. But as I said, the Russians had a big rocket about to beat the Americans. Only there was a major explosion a few months before Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin landed on the moon. It could be a different history book that we're reading. Once they proved themselves, the Russians sort of gave up the public race, as it were. Everything had been done. And so the amount of money that was being spent on space dwindled. I mean, you got lots of great spin-offs. The main one is your smartphone. The microelectronics industry is probably the most important spin-off. You needed computers to be tiny to get on spacecraft to go to the moon. And the company that developed that went on to develop everything else that's come since.
Wow. Okay, well, history hopefully will be made today by India. What time is the attempt going to be made? What time should we be watching our tellies?
Yeah, they say the exact landing is 1:34 p.m. Irish time.
Okay.
Now, if you search the internet, you can actually find the YouTube channel from the Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO. And actually, what we'll do is we'll tweet out on our own social media the actual link for people to watch if they want to watch it live. And if you're on astronomy.ie, do come along to the big barbecue telescope event on September 9th.
Sounds good to me. Sounds amazing. I'll be there September 9th, the big barbecue telescope geek fest. I'm all over it. So if you want to check it out, go to Astronomy Ireland. It's a great website. That was editor of Astronomy Ireland, David Moore. He's an amazing guy. He's speaking to us there about the world's latest attempt to land on the moon. Jeez, we had it all today, lads. We had it all.